And good morning once again, and welcome to the Biz Talk Radio Show. My name is Randy Melzer. I'll be your host this morning, along with our other guest host from SCORE, Mr. John Burns. John, glad to have you with us this morning.
Yeah, good morning. It's good to be here.
Tony Bush, our normal co-host, is still traveling down in the southern country. He's trying to learn how to drive on ice in Tennessee, so he's having all kinds of good fun down there, I guess. Anyway, but Tony will be back in a couple weeks, but in the meantime, we have John with us today. John, you want to tell us just a little bit about yourself and what you do with SCORE?
I've been a SCORE mentor for about 3.5 years after having retired when I sold my company. Prior to that, I had about 40 years in business, largely in transportation, warehousing, and logistics. And I've specialized in general management, strategic planning, business planning, and finance. And then I try to carry that through in my mentoring with clients.
Oh, great. And we'll be talking about things along those lines a little bit today. Our guest today is going to be Lynn Wagner. Lynn is going to be talking to us about ergonomics and how that affects productivity and things we do in the office and manufacturing. So we'll be getting to Lynn in just a few minutes. First of all, though, I would like to just spend a minute or two talking about SCORE here in the Fox Cities, what we're all about, what we do. For many of you who have been SCORE clients, you know that we're there to help small businesses, startups, people who are interested in starting their own business. Right now in the Valley, we have 54 mentors. Mary Lou Vandehei, our membership committee person, has been very, very busy lately, but we have, out of that 54, we have people in just about any walk of business that you can imagine. So we have specialists in all of the areas that you might need help in, including intellectual property, social media, it can be in accounting, cash flow, HR, any of the areas that you need help in. We're there to help you. We cover an 8-county area all the way down to the Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, Green Lake area, as well as over on the east side of the lake over in Calumet County as well. And so anytime you need some help, questions, or looking for anything specific, you can reach us easily at our website, and that is www.foxcities.score.org. Go out there and you'll find a request for counseling link. Fill in the information, be as specific as possible about what you really need help with, and we will match you up with the right person, hopefully, or the right set of people. We do some team teaching too, so we can get together on that. But any help you need, either in starting, if you're already in business and have hit a wall and need help, or have been in business for a long time and are looking at exit strategies, that type of thing, we work with businesses on all levels. So again, remember, that's SCORE here in the Fox Cities. In addition to the mentoring programs we have, SCORE also does some special seminars and programs. We have one coming up this week, in fact. It's going to be on March 4th. That's Wednesday. This one is going to be located down in the Fond du Lac area. It's going to be held at the Moraine Park Technical Center on Wednesday, March 4th. The program itself is going to be from 6 to 8 in the evening with registration at 5:30, and it's going to be on social media and how to use that to improve your business. So if you're still thinking about that, there are openings for that particular program. Again, go out to our website, foxcities.score.org, and register for the program coming up on Wednesday. Future things that we're looking at will be coming up probably in May. Hopefully at that time we will be starting a new Simple Steps program. That is our 5-step program on how to start your business and how to develop your business plan. So we'll be talking more about that as we get closer to May, but you can plan on that. That will be held here in the Fox Cities, and we'll get you all the details again, which will be out on our website. So if you're interested in learning how to get your business started or looking for help, give us a call. You can call us at the Fox Cities Chamber office at 920-734-7101, or again out at the website at foxcities.score.org. And now with that said, I think it'd be take time for a moment just to take a quick break. Then we'll be coming back with our guest today and talking about how you can make your office more productive, safer, and more comfortable with the use of ergonomics. So again, my name is Randy Melzer. I am here with the voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax tax situations. Let Albertson Hailing CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at BankFirst. Bill, we know BankFirst was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. BankFirst will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of BankFirst, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Alrighty, and welcome back to the Biz Talk Radio Show. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm with the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. And hopefully we can bring you some information that'll help you not necessarily be rich, but at least use your money more wisely so you can improve your business and make sure things are the way they should be. I want to just take a minute this morning to just thank the sponsors that we have for the Biz Talk Show. Thanks to them, we can be here on the air and also working with SCORE to help you out there. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to the Fox Communities Credit Union, as far as business lending and business programs here available throughout the Fox Valley. Also, Albertson Hailing, a CPA firm here in the Valley doing business CPA work. They're a little busy right now, but again, we'd be happy to help you. They're an excellent sponsor for us. For those of you looking for help in the legal department, we have Epiphany Law, which is a legal business law boutique to help you how to set up your business, how to get the different documentation, so on that you need in the business law area. Also, I'd like to say thank you to Bank First National here in the Fox Cities. They are a sponsor now working with us, and again, providing help as far as business loans are concerned, SBA loans, and that type of thing. So if you need help, again, please think of Bank First National. The other two businesses I'd like to thank, one is eBusiness Results. They are the people who help us with our website here for BizTalk, and I would ask you to take a look at that. That is BizTalkWithScore.com, and they provide us with all the help of maintaining that website. That's eBiz Results. And then finally, the Business News, which is an excellent periodical here in the New North area, covering about 12 counties in the area, with all of the news and information you may need to know about what's going on in business and how your business can help grow thanks to the information they have. Come out every 2 weeks, an excellent periodical, and that is the Business News. So thank you to our sponsors. One other quick reminder, if you have any questions for us, give us a call. You can reach us here at 281-1150, or you can reach us at 1-866-887-1150. So that's pretty much all the homework and backup work that I have to do. So now we can get on to the best part of the show, and that is I'd like to introduce our guest this morning, and I get this thing right for this time, and that's Lynn Wagner. Lynn is with Business Service, Inc. here in the Valley, BSI. And would like to have you just tell us, Lynn, a little bit about yourself and the things that you do.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Building Service.
Yeah. Okay. Again, I work
I'll get
for,
it right.
That's okay. I work for BSI, or Building Service Incorporated. BSI is an interior design, build, and furnish firm. We're based, our corporate office is in Waukesha, and we have our satellite office in Appleton. We've been in business since 1947, started out as an acoustical ceiling contractor and distributor. Long ago, when plaster ceilings were the norm, and over the course of the past many years have slowly added in other products and services. when I came to work for BSI, I had started out, I had been moving with my husband. We moved around the country for a while, and both of us are therapists, my husband being a physical therapist and myself being an occupational therapist. And I'd been working in hospitals and clinics for a number of years, and coming back to the area, decided to look for a job, and saw an advertisement for BSI, and they were looking for a healthcare specialist, and I thought that sounded intriguing. So I applied for the position and learned a little bit more about the company, and I've been with them now for 7 years.
Okay.
So what BSI does is they focus on interiors of a company, and so they will do anything from designing the building, from the architectural interior design, mm-hmm. to construction services, to furniture and furnishings. And they have really been studying the way that offices, environments thrive and what makes them the most productive. And so they've come up with this concept called productivity-based design.
Okay.
And the goal of that is to really find a way to balance the way that we work today between looking at collaboration, independent work, and how to best make an office function and be productive.
Okay.
And so they utilize my skills as an occupational therapist by looking at one of the factors of what makes an office productive, which is ergonomics.
Okay.
So I work with BSI looking at ergonomic products that are available out on the market, things such as monitor arms, ergonomic seating.
The ergonomics is a term that we've heard for many years. I think it came out back in the 70s, if I remember right, when I first started working in operations and business and so on. Could you kind of give us a layman's term of what we're really talking about when we talk about ergonomics?
Sure. Ergonomics is really the study of fitting an environment to a worker.
Okay.
So it's looking at taking a person and fitting the environment to work for them effectively and in a healthy manner. So it can be anything from an office environment where you're looking at the way that you sit to working in a manufacturing and an assembly line and looking at things like repetition, forceful exertions, and things like that to make your environment safer for you to work in.
Okay, so it covers the pretty broad spectrum of any type of shop. Is it reserved just for the big companies, or is this something that even, you know, especially the little guys from one-man shops should think about too?
Ergonomics is something that impacts every single person, whether you work for yourself as a sole individual or whether you work for a large corporation. So it's something that everybody should be aware of. And it's something that, you know, I started looking at as an occupational therapist when I worked for one of the health systems in the area years ago. There's an entire specialty in training just around that, and I did focus quite a bit on workers' compensation injuries, doing things that helped injured employees return to work through acute rehabilitation, but also work conditioning and something called functional capacity evaluations, which is a long, usually a half day to a day long testing to determine a person's ability to return to work or their capabilities for return to work.
Okay.
Lynn, how important is it, I guess, from the financial aspect, how important is that in general? Do you have some facts and figures on that?
In regards to why we should care about ergonomics?
Exactly, right.
Oh, sure. There's a lot to think about when it comes to the finances of ergonomics. If you have an employee who is injured, you're not just dealing with the workers' compensation claims. You're looking at your own insurance coverage. Your claim rates are going to increase if you have more injuries in your employers or employees. But you also have lost time. You have time either away from work or light duty work where they may be able to come back to work but not in a full capacity. Their productivity in general, even if they haven't reported a claim, may go down. If you're hurt or injured, you're not going to be able to focus on your job and do as good of a job as you would if you were working in a completely healthy manner. There's a lot of statistics out there. In the state of Wisconsin last year, there were about 34,500 claims. And with those claims, they averaged about 11 weeks of temporary disability on those claims. So that's pretty significant when you look at just the state of Wisconsin alone.
A lot of time and money lost and involved.
Absolutely.
Okay. If we were going to be able to get in touch with you through building service, how would we reach you?
You can reach me either by phone or email. My email address is lwagner@buildingservice.com. My phone number is 920-882-4212.
Okay. So, well, we're going to do, I think right now, is take a quick break. We'll be coming back. We are talking to Lynn Wagner here about ergonomics and how that affects businesses today. So we will be back shortly. Again, my name is Randy Melzer with the BizTalk Show here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Hailing CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated and entities.
Up and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business.
I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. An epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way.
Good morning again and welcome back to the Biz Talk Show. Again, my name is Randy Melzer. I'm here with John Burns from SCORE, and we are talking to Lynn Wagner. Lynn is with Building Services, BSI, here in the Valley, and we're talking about ergonomics, how the things in your office or in your work area affect productivity and things you can do about that. When we started out talking about this, I said, you know, ergonomics is something we've heard about over the years and so on, but how has the actual program, the ideas changed over the years that you've seen?
You know, I think it's changing a lot. One of the biggest things I'm noticing as of recently is the changes in technology. We're seeing so much advancement in technology in the past few years, and I think we're still seeing the ramifications of what that's going to mean. We haven't seen the end of that yet, but we're looking at things like the evolution of the computer.
Mm-hmm.
We're now working with smartphones, with tablets, with laptops, and all of those products have really changed the way that we work and the way that our body is positioned.
Yeah, we had gotten into the situation of pretty much a static layout for the computer is here, the screen is there, and the keyboard is there.
Mm-hmm.
That's changing.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you know, it used to be that we had large monitors that mm-hmm. would sit on our desktop, and I think at that point we saw the evolution of the keyboard tray.
Right.
That came out because our desk was filled with our computer. We didn't have any space to put anything, so people started to use keyboard trays in an effort to free their desk space so they would have a place to put documents mm-hmm. or things that mm-hmm. they were referencing. Well, then now we've evolved, and we have flat panels, and so that's freed up desk space, mm-hmm. but with that evolution, we've also seen these changes into smaller gadgets.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that impacts us in so many different ways. As soon as you work with a laptop, now all of a sudden you can have your arms in an ideal position, but your screen is really low. So mm-hmm. what happens is we have to bend our neck forward or down to see our screen, and that is an ergonomic nightmare. It causes neck strain, headaches, mm-hmm. Et cetera. Or we're dealing with something small like a tablet or a smartphone where our eyes are straining to see something. We're bent very far forward, putting things in our lap.
Okay.
So we've evolved with new products and technology to accommodate that, such things as monitor arms, where we can now mount our monitors on a mobile arm, and mm-hmm. that can be height adjustable.
Something
for
like
us.
What Vicky has up there in front of us.
Yeah, that our whole audience can see, yes.
Right, yes. You just look at that device up there she has. Okay.
Right, right. And so what that does is it enables us to keep our viewing in a better position anatomically so that our spine can stay in a neutral position while we're working on our keyboard.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And when we're dealing with this now, again, one of the other things that has changed is the, should we say, proactive versus reactive way that we handle this situation. It always was designed, okay, fine, we have a problem, somebody has an injury, somebody has repetitive work problems. Today, is it shifting? Are we seeing more of a proactive role
yes,
in your work?
Absolutely. What you said is exactly right. I think ergonomics in the work in ergonomic the way that we address ergonomics has shifted greatly. We used to think that if somebody had an injury, that was the time to come in and help them out. Now we're saying, hold on, let's back up and make sure we keep our employees healthy by setting them up appropriately to begin with. So we're fitting, back to the core of what ergonomics is, we're fitting the environment to support the worker to begin with. So when somebody is hired, when they first start a job, we're looking at them and saying, okay, let's set up this environment to support you now okay. so that you can maintain your productivity and be healthy throughout your day.
Okay. And this, you get into this right away with the individual as
Absolutely.
Opposed to waiting down the line.
Right, right.
Okay. John?
Yeah, Randy, you say individual, and I guess, Lynn, what you're trying to say is that it's not where you set the whole workplace up for the average person, but maybe for each person?
That's the goal, yes. And, you know, the reality of that is it's not always that easy to do. You can't look at every single person, especially in a medium to larger size company. You can't necessarily go from person to person to evaluate them. But what you can do is provide an environment that is flexible. I think flexibility is really the key. We're seeing a lot of recent trending in the use of what we call sit-to-stand desking, where people have the capability to sit down at their desk, but then they've got a height-adjustable desk so that they can stand over the course of the day. Maybe a couple of times every hour they might get up and get down, but that's also helpful for the person who is an employee who might be 6 feet five and then their coworker might be 5 feet two. Mm-hmm. And so how do you fit everybody in an ergonomically correct position? Well, if you've got adjustability and flexibility in the products that you're using, that can be a proactive way of looking at ergonomics.
Okay. You mentioned the culture of ergonomics, especially for the small businessman. How do you promote that idea? To think more about ergonomics?
Well, I think it's just a matter of starting when you first maybe furnish your mm-hmm. office, okay. you start to think about what do my employees need to do? What are the tasks that need to be done? Okay. And then finding the right products to start with so that when people are making that initial investment into their office, they're thinking about over the long haul, mm-hmm, how can mm-hmm. they satisfy the change in their employees that might come? They might start with two employees and they might grow, or their staff might change from a petite person to a very tall person. So if okay. they start out by providing the right products, then they're going to be supporting ergonomics over the long haul.
Okay.
And also, I think another factor to think about and a change that we've seen is the aging population. We have a lot larger population of older workers today than we had years ago.
I notice that every morning when I look in the mirror, yes.
And I think that that's something that employers need to think about. Because we're an aging workforce, the older population tends to have more susceptibility to injuries. Mm-hmm. And so to support them by providing appropriate ergonomic products can help to prevent injuries mm-hmm. for their employees.
So you would say that in some cases what you're actually doing is accommodating physical limitations that people might have.
At times,
existing
yes.
injuries.
At times, yeah. absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the things that most people, when you start talking about ergonomics and so on, is changing all of the furniture and the expensive cost of doing this and doing that. Are there some things that we can just simply do that can help to avoid some of these problems but aren't super expensive?
Yes. There are simple things like just getting up.
Okay.
things like moving your supplies. Maybe you're doing work at a desk, but you have to print documents.
Okay.
Putting your printer 20 feet away from you rather than directly next to you is a way of making yourself get up throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps having, if you're having meetings where you might stand around a table rather than sit, just to give you some flexibility in your positioning.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
that postural flexibility that we're looking for. Other things, there's something called a 20-20-20 rule, which
mm-hmm.
is a way to give your eyes a break. But basically what it means is every 20 minutes you should look about 20 feet away from you for about 20 seconds.
Yeah.
And that's to help your eyes get some rest. If we think about the fact that our eyes are really a muscle, one of the most important things you can do for yourself is to give your eyes a break. Because if we look at a monitor all day long
right.
at our work, our eyes will get tired. And so what do we do over the course of the day is we will start to lean in towards our monitors to be able to see what we're looking at on the screen. And if our eyes are too tired
mm-hmm.
and we're leaning in, what have we just done to our posture? We're now slouched in our positioning. And so if we just give our eyes that break,
mm-hmm.
we've basically made some changes that can help reduce our risk of injury. So that there's no cost to that.
Yeah. Well, I got myself a new smartphone, but I find myself I'm doing more, looking at more and more emails and things like that on it,
mm-hmm.
and turn away and walk away, and you know, the floor got a lot further away all of a sudden or something. You know?
Yeah.
So a good way to do that is to actually exercise your eyes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. And how often, you say, you know, get up, stand up, move around in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
How often should we do that?
Well, there's all kinds of different statistics out there. I've read a lot of different things. I've read anywhere between, within a 1 hour time, anywhere between 5 minutes and 20 minutes of your time, you should be getting up.
Okay.
Every 20 to 30 minutes, you should probably change your position in some form. And that can be accomplished simply by reclining in your chair. You know, there are different features on an ergonomic chair that enable you to lock the back so that you can be sitting directly upright. But
mm-hmm.
then you can unlock that by just simply flipping a switch or a lever on the side of your chair, and that will give you an active recline feature. Simply doing that and then active reclining is enough to increase your circulation and change your posture. So it doesn't have to be something as dramatic as getting up and getting away from your desk where you're losing your productivity.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All righty. And we're talking about some of these things, then one of the things that we always get involved with is the return on your investment. You know, everybody says, well, oh, gosh, that costs so much. That's so expensive. Yet when you look at the loss of productivity, you mentioned, you know, the numbers per hour of losses and so on. How would you look at that as far as trying to decide the cost versus the return on something like this?
Mm-hmm. You know, I've looked for statistics on that, and there are different tools out there that are available for you.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I would recommend that you do is to go online and look for some return on investment tools.
Mm-hmm.
Cornell University actually has a wonderful website that I highly encourage anybody to look at. It's the Cornell University Ergonomics Web.
Okay.
And if you go to their website, they've got some great tools where you can put in the number of employees you have, the productivity expectations, et cetera, and it'll help you to determine your return on
mm-hmm.
investment. But some statistics have shown Herman Miller is a manufacturer. It's one of
yes.
BSI's primary furniture manufacturers. And they recently put out a study that showed for every dollar that you invest into ergonomic products, you will have a $17.15 return on your investment. So to me, that's pretty significant.
I would say 17 to 1 is a pretty good ROI. I think that would be worthwhile, John.
Well, I would think that would do well even in a plant environment
yep.
if they can buy a machine and get that kind of return.
Yeah. Yeah, and we mentioned, you know, you do work primarily in office settings, but you also work in manufacturing settings as well?
Our company does primarily
mm-hmm.
do office environments, but that doesn't mean that we don't address some manufacturing facilities as well. Our company will directly work on the office side
okay.
of the manufacturing plant. However, we do provide seating for manufacturing plants and so forth. So there are services that our company does provide on that side.
Okay.
As an occupational therapist, I don't work directly on the rehabilitation right. of manufacturing employees at this point, though.
Okay, well, if we're going to get in contact with you and have you, you know, come over, take a look, what would you say, how would you walk us through what you do when we'd have you come in?
Sure. It depends on what your needs are, but I would recommend just getting in contact with me, again, either via email or phone.
And those are?
LWagner@buildingservice.com. Phone number, again, is 920-882-4212.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you wanted to get in touch with me, we can talk through what might best help you. Sometimes I've done things such as providing a luncheon in service where we go over basic ergonomic principles depending on the type of environment that you work in. So we can address ergonomic overviews, talk about mechanisms of injury and prevention, strategies, stretching, things of those natures. Or I can do individualized ergonomic evaluations. So mm-hmm. if somebody has a particular, perhaps it's a reactive incident where somebody's been injured and needs to recover, I can come in and do an ergonomic evaluation, make some specific recommendations, fit you to your office. And then afterwards, I would write up a formal evaluation, which I would submit to you, and then you could utilize that for future reference.
Okay, about how long a period of time would you normally work with somebody like that?
If I'm doing an individual assessment, it's generally I can do something within 30 minutes to an hour, depending on the extent of the.
So we're not talking about a lifetime commitment here, but actually you just get them things started.
Correct. Okay. Correct. Yeah, there's a lot that can be done, and I think you know one of the nice things is that I can provide some very general recommendations and do some training for either a facilities staff member, a manager, an owner, and that information can then be shared to the entire team of employees that you work with. So mm-hmm. I think there's so many ways that we can share our information now. There's so many resources online, on the internet. There's a lot of stretching sites where you can go and learn basic office stretches. Okay. There's information on adjusting appropriate chairs. You can go online and learn about the proper ergonomic setup for an office station. That's a very generalized term to say proper, because although there are guidelines, there are some very specific ways you can individualize your adjustments depending on who you are.
Good. John, did you?
We deal with a lot of small businesses, either startups or small but been in business a while. Is there such a thing as being too small to take advantage of, you know, of the work that you do?
No, not at all. And, you know, I think it's a good way to think about it. You know, when we were talking before about injuries, if you have somebody, a small business, let's say you're a business of four people, and you have one employee who's injured and is now out of work, you've just lost 25% of your productive workforce. So whether you're large or small, it doesn't matter, and ergonomics applies to all of us. So I could come in and work with you in a very short amount of time and work with all four of your employees, you know, to get you set up ergonomically.
Yes.
I guess you're saying to do it early and do it before there's a problem.
That would be a very, very important thing to do if you can.
Okay,
prevention
again,
is key.
Yeah, proactivity is the most important part always, instead of waiting for it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we're dealing here with Lynn Wagner. We're discussing ergonomics and how it affects small businesses. We're going to take a brief break right now, and we'll be back to wrap things up. Again, you're listening to the BizTalk radio show. My name is Randy Melzer, and we're here at the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
As a business owner, you're not afraid to get your hands dirty, to roll up your sleeves and get to work. Your success is built by the sweat of your brow. And if small business is the backbone of America, isn't it about time someone had your back? At Fox Communities Credit Union, we believe our community's business owners deserve more than just a line of credit and a low rate. You deserve a business lender who listens and financial services that support your dream. That's why at Fox you'll find a full line of business services, from great rates on business loans to affordable savings, checking, and merchant accounts to direct deposit and automatic payments. We're committed to supporting our community's businesses for the long haul. Because at Fox, we believe you deserve a financial partner who's got your back. Fox Communities Credit Union. Talk to us. We're listening. Fox Communities Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. To learn how Fox can serve you and your business, stop in or visit foxcu.org today.
That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chips for free.
I'm sorry, we can't offer you money for nothing. You're going to have to work at it here, but we'll do the best we can to help you work as smart and as well as we possibly can so you can be successful. You're listening to the Biz Talk Radio Show. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm here with SCORE. I have our other SCORE mentor, John Burns, with us today, and we are interviewing Lynn Wagner. Lynn is with BSI, and we're talking about the office, the environment, and how to help you be productive. So, Lynn, we had left with some of the ideas for the small businessman. One of the things that we were going to kind of look at is some of the design principles today that people should be aware of. I know there's a lot of things you can do, but just some of the highlights.
Yeah. As I had mentioned earlier, BSI focuses on something called productivity-based design. And again, that's finding a way to make your office environment healthy and productive, looking at a way to encourage collaboration as well as individual focused spaces in your environment. And ergonomics is one of the principles that BSI looks at. But one of the things that kind of goes along with that is things such as lighting, acoustics, those types of things. Those are also some of the principles that we address. So if we talk about, for example, lighting, you think about, I had been talking earlier about our eyes and how our eyes are muscles and our eyes fatigue. If we don't have appropriate lighting, if we have low lighting, then we're straining throughout our day to see what we're focusing on. In addition, if we look at the type of lighting, if we're in a low-lit environment, it usually has a negative impact on our overall affect or our sense of well-being. You know, it can be a depressing environment if we're in a dim, dark place. So looking at ways to incorporate appropriate lighting, lighting that is stimulating, that is going to help us be more productive. In fact, there's a something called biophilic design, which is a term that talks about access to nature or feeling like we're in a more natural environment. And
so that would deal more with the textures and colors around us as well as the lighting?
Yes. Access to the colors that might make us feel like we're in a more natural environment or out seeing things outside. Studies have shown that if you have access to nature or the sense of being outdoors, it increases our mood, it increases our productivity, and therefore it's something to think about when we're looking at designing an office. And it directly impacts ergonomics as well. Another principle of productivity-based design that we look at is acoustics, and that means noise. When we think about an environment where there's a lot of noise or background noise that can be very distracting for us, if you are one of these knowledge workers, 73% of our employees in the nation are what we call knowledge workers, office-based workers. We need to be able to focus on what we're doing to be a productive employee. And if we've got a lot of distraction, we lose focus and we lose the ability to get our work done. So how do we address acoustical issues, either bringing ambient noise volumes up or down depending on the needs of the environment?
That could be the sound of the people working around us as well as anything that the equipment or the machines or all these types of things that are involved?
Yes, it could be people talking on a telephone, could be a neighbor talking to their coworker about their weekend, and it pulls you away from your focus because you're suddenly listening to what Mr. and Mrs. Smith did last weekend.
Okay.
So noise, lighting, ergonomics, these are all productivity-based design principles that we look at BSI. And if you want more information on that, you can contact me, or you could go to pbd@buildingservice.com.
PBD.
Yep, for productivity-based design.
Okay.
pbd@buildingservice.com, and we'd send you a free copy of this booklet just to kind of explain some of these principles to you.
If we wanted to get a hold of that, how do we contact you again?
LWagner@buildingservice.com,
okay.
Or 920-882-4212.
Okay. Well, we're about at that point in the show where we turn to our guest and say, okay, Fawn, can you give us a biz tip that would be just a brief idea of a little something for our listeners that they can apply or they could use from the show?
Sure. I would say, if nothing else, if after listening to this today, if you can go back to your desk or to your office on Monday or tomorrow or whenever you're next working and take 5 minutes to learn about your chair. I think our chair is the foundation of where we sit. We sit down, and this is where we work from, many of us, for 8 to 10 hours in a day. So if you can sit down and learn how to adjust your chair, look at those knobs and those levers, and instead of just saying, I think my chair is broken because it doesn't seem to move the way I want it to, if you can figure out how to make those tabs work to support you and help you with better alignment so that you're supported in your chair, you can get that. A lot of times on the bottom of a chair will be a little tag, and you can find...
You're not suggesting that we actually read the directions.
Well, yes. I am. You can go on the bottom of most chairs,
right,
and there will be a manufacturer. And it's amazing what you can get online now. There are resources. A lot of manufacturers, Herman Miller, the manufacturer I was telling you that we utilize at BSI, you can go onto their website, and they have videos to show you all of the adjustments and features on your chair. Mm-hmm. So find out what you're sitting in. Take a couple minutes, adjust your chair, learn how to adjust it maybe a couple times throughout your day. So like I was saying before, you can either sit upright, lock it into an upright position, allow yourself to recline, but take the time to learn that, because that's going to help give you comfort throughout your day.
And so even if it isn't a brand new chair that has the handbook right with it and all that, you can go out online, get the information, and you'll learn how to use it properly.
Yes, you can.
Okay, and save yourself some time, energy, and pain. Great ideas. Okay. And we can reach you again where?
LWagner@buildingservice.com or 920-882-4212.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Lynn. We've enjoyed having you on and sharing some of the ideas as far as how to protect yourself and how to maintain productivity through the use of ergonomic equipment and understanding it a little bit better. And again, so thank you very much for your help. Again, you've been listening to the Biz Talk Radio Show. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm with SCORE here in the Fox Cities. We will be back again next week. My guest host is going to be Mary Lou Vandehei will be with us there, and we'll be talking to the people from Paul Hoffman Insurance and Investments. So should be very interesting to see how to use investments and insurance to protect against risk for the small business person. So again, thank you very much. I'd be happy to provide you with any services as far as your business is concerned to be able to help you grow your business. As a terminology we use is, we are there for the life of your business. So when you're thinking about things, think about SCORE. Give us a call or reach us at our website, which is at score. Let me just do this right here and get it the right way. foxcities.score.org. So, and we'll be looking forward to hearing from you. And we'll be back again next week. So, again, you've been listening to the Biz Talk Radio Show. My name is Randy Melzer, and they were on the Voice of the Fox Cities. We're at 1150 WHBY.